live, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. And we've got exclusive intel from law enforcement intelligence agencies of impending Islamic terror attacks. Wars.
Tomorrow's news, today.
It's all coming up.
Between the time when the censors drank the voices of the free and the rise of the unyielding truth seekers, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Alex Jones, destined to bear the crown of revelation upon a vigilant brow, fighting the shadows of tyranny. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
The story you're about to see is true. All is verifiable and documented. This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you, because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
Long live the Constitution and death to the New World Order.
Death to the New World Order! Get the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug up. Laugh at it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
InfoWars just lost their war on info. Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
and YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Google is evil. Google is evil.
Alex Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
1776! 1776!
Alex Jones must sell off nearly all of his personal assets.
Jones owes $1.5 billion.
InfoWars is shutting down.
They may shut him down, but they won't shut him up.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
This grid holds the key to the future of humanity.
Master Control, I feel we have an intruder. Someone is hacking into the system.
Sir, Claude, the intruder is a user and an info warrior. Eliminate him.
You picked the wrong user to fight, Sark. I'm an info warrior. Your program's corrupt, and I'm here to erase it.
No! No! No!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. It's 11:04 and 26 seconds. We're going to go to break for 1 minute. 400-plus radio stations and TV stations join us after that, and we launch the main transmission. We have Marjorie Taylor Greene exclusively on and other big guests. We have massive breaking news on so many fronts. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. If you're watching on Rumble or Real Alex Jones on X, share those live feeds now. You are the Paul Revere's. Take action now. Massive transmission. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com. December 16th, 2025. Start your engines. The real war of humanity has just begun.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Want 10 billion more of your tax dollars. Look at me, I am your president now.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
In the year 3000, I broke the mold. Came back to life, no wife, I'm in the cold. On a journey for the truth of mankind. Plugged into the matrix and I press rewind. Globalist goblins took humanity by storm. Twisting up our lives from the natural norm. Sick experiments, metal fused to the flesh. Tech welded in the bone just to keep us oppressed. Silicone chips getting placed in the brain. Flip a single switch and your mind's in the chain. Your thoughts, your actions, no self-control. They downloaded data and siphon your soul. But I cracked the code and remain staying true. With the help of the red and the methylene blue. DNA revival brought the ultimate force. Now humanity's revenge. Yeah, I'm the main source.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Fortune tanto vulnera, sigla tibus ocellis. Potsu amici vulnera, sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday historic transmission. We're entering the 330th day of the return of the American Republic. And no one can deny that's happening. It's messy. It's not perfect, but it's definitely night and day for what we're facing. Okay. I have all this massive, incredibly important news, and I have a bunch of key news I didn't get to yesterday, and I'm sure a bunch of other stuff's going to break today. We have Marjorie Taylor Greene joining us in the third hour today to talk about what she's trying to get done in Congress, where she thinks going, the midterms, her falling out with Trump, and where she thinks that's going with other members of Congress leaving. Will the Republicans lose the majority? I mean, what can we do to turn this around? It's a tragedy those two got in this big fight. That's coming up, exclusive, big deal. She has only done like one other interview since she made her announcement. But in the meantime, I've got another guest popping I'll tell you about later. In the meantime, let me just tell you what's on the plate here. All right. As I predicted, it wasn't hard to predict. Zelensky's run by NATO and the EU. They're saying no to any peace deal other than Ukraine basically joining NATO, but not officially, but with a treaty that's the same thing that invokes the special article where if they say Russia attacks them and they can easily false flag, then NATO goes directly to war with Russia. And as I said before Lavrov even said it, I said it last week, this is the truth, because the EU ministers are saying it, they now see America and Trump as the enemy, a security threat, and they are trying to sabotage any future peace, and they want total war. We're going to be getting to those clips, breaking that down. Then we have the CDC coming out and the FDA saying we're going to label the COVID shots with a black label saying it's very deadly, you shouldn't take it. They've taken the liability protection away from it and hepatitis shots and a bunch of others. This is essentially banning them. And the deep state and big pharma is flipping out huge developments on that front. And now we're over 4.5, 5 years into the shots. And it's just total devastation. We know exactly what they do. Premeditatedly designed to erase your immune system, cause an autoimmune diseases, sterilize you, attack your liver, your cardiovascular, your brain, your ovaries, and everything. And you have the former head of vaccines, the head of Pfizer vaccine program, really recapping it very, very powerfully. And then we've got the new studies and new government studies admitting all this total and complete absolute vindication. Then you've got the Japanese, reportedly, they haven't made the announcement yet, but they were saying in the Japanese news, they're set to get rid of the yen carry trade on Friday. That could easily cause a massive stock market correction, maybe even a crash, especially when all the globalist media is pushing a crash to try to then blame it on Trump. We've got new developments on that front. We have the killer in black, who appears to me to look like a middle-aged white man, and from what you can see of his fat neck and face and Santa Claus, you know, pot belly, could be a fake belly. They've got 800-plus HD cameras. They won't release any of those of him in the hallways and all of it. They have, turns out, cameras in the big conference hall where they were doing test studying for economics. And now we're over 3 days into this, and nobody's buying it. It is definitely a cover-up. They won't say what he yelled. They won't release the HD footage. They are acting extremely suspicious. What does that bode? And then we also have this Trantifa / Palestinian militia, is what they're calling it, leftist militia, that was planning. They had their communications, all of it, and even had them where they were going out in the desert to test bombs that they were going to attack ICE with and others. And they had a plane up there, even got it all on surveillance. And from my sources in intelligence and in law enforcement, they've just confirmed what General Flynn said a month ago, just days before the National Guard got shot in D.C. and all the other carnage we've seen around the world and U.S. troops getting, you know, shot a few days ago and killed by ISIS, and what you just saw in Sydney, Australia, that exactly what Flynn said, that the red lights, the sirens, the red flags, the chatter, not just in the United States, but in Europe, the U.K., all over the Western world, is exponentially higher than what they've ever seen. There is so much online talk, public talk, intercepted talk, because it's all running through NSA systems and it gets flagged, and then they go get a warrant so they can look at it, and it's so much that they can't even keep track of it. And I asked both people I talked to, got separate calls, I said, well, is it double? And they're like, How about 20 times any chatter? And of course, Flynn's got all his sources. That's why he said a month ago, from his own, quote, research and, you know, from his sources and information, that expect something big in the next, the exact quote was, next 20 days and into the next 3 months. What an important interview. Former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor to the president. So we're going to be getting into that as well, and so much more. No, we're not going to be spending our time on Rob Reiner being stabbed to death, reportedly by his son, and his wife being killed. It's a distraction. We're not going to be talking about Candace Owens and Erica Kirk and their secret meeting yesterday that I knew about way before, and I know the inside baseball. And I'll probably just spend 5 minutes on it because people want to know about it. But they were going to have a live show together, and then they were also going to have their own shows. And things have just basically put on pause. That's why TPUSA was set to do a live show after the meeting, but then they were asked by both parties, well, just let's put that on hold for now until they figure out what's going to go on. I can tell you this. I have been forced to review, this became such a big deal, all of it. And let's just say this. It'd be very good for Candace Owens to bury the hatchet and move on from this. We'll continue to investigate what happened to Charlie, and the people at TPUSA have questions, but they certainly, in my view, did not kill him. Give me a break. The government's going to have dozens of people involved killing somebody. And I've gone down the rabbit trail. See, I'm already doing it. I'm going to let everybody else is going to do it, so I don't need to. And I don't have any ill will towards Candace, but you know the airplane stuff that these Egyptian planes were following her, it's all been gone out and gotten by multiple experts and well-known people. They looked at it, and it's not accurate. Only once was that plane even around her. Wasn't following her for years. It was going to a facility where they work on the planes. Some guy said he just the day before went into a base in Arizona, and there was all these colonels, and it was a plan to get Charlie, and then that the people he said was there weren't even there. They have the time stamps of them in airplanes flying out of Dallas at the time. But I was forced to go look at all of it and investigate all of it. And it's just all these internet groups will say something and say, oh, this happened, and then Candace covers it. I'm not even blaming her. And then it just becomes fact. And did the killer of Charlie Kirk have accomplices? I believe so. Did I give you the intel that only a week after it, in the White House meeting with J.D. Vance, Tulsi Gabbard, and FBI Director Patel, he was yelling at her saying, I don't want to hear about foreign group involvement. We're not investigating that. And I don't want to hear about any domestic groups. And they had intel, pings that need to be investigated on foreign involvement, only phone calls and connections, no proof, but it was still something there. And that's her office's job, what was set up by Congress after 9/11 for. And then we know the 10, I was correct, it was 10 trannies, or tranny acolytes, Trantifa, that said 3 days before, 2 days before, the day before, he'll be dead when he comes to town. And six of those were the day before. And I've learned exclusively that indeed they were all interviewed by the FBI. And Kash Patel doesn't think there's enough evidence to prove they were accomplices. Yeah, he told him he was going to do it. Yeah, you know, they knew it was coming, but they don't think there's enough to, you know, indict them because they might not get convictions. What? That proves right there it's the Democrats, the left, the Trantifa that said they were going to kill him, celebrated him being killed. And it's that type of stuff that discredits the FBI. And remember, I broke that information a month before it came out in the mainstream news and was confirmed that indeed Kash Patel doesn't want Tulsi Gabbard looking at all the domestic intelligence feeds that she's supposed to look at over all the agencies. Remember, he said get rid of the FBI headquarters, make it a museum. It shouldn't be involved in that type of counterintelligence. And now he doesn't want the agencies that are legally set up to do that to do it. That's a big deal. So if I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth here, we need to investigate Kirk and what happened. And there's definitely something going on there. And we've broken the big exclusives on this. And we've looked at all the different, you know, factors. Did a guy, one of them, shoot him under his arm? Did a guy shoot him with a gun camera? It was really a bottle of water he's unscrewing. You know, all of that stuff that I said doesn't look credible. You're a traitor. You work for Mossad. And then, of course, each thing that wasn't true gets dropped and people move on to the next thing. So I said I wasn't going to cover it, and here I am. I just feel robbed having to even go study it all because I saw all these clips last week. Oh, his new book says keep the Jewish Sabbath, and he never said that, and so they've stolen his identity and blah, blah, blah. They don't even know that he wrote it back in the summer. They don't know he recorded an audiobook for it, dumbos. But more importantly, they don't know there's dozens of interviews and videos where he said we should keep the Sabbath of the New Testament on Sunday and take rest on that day. And that's why anybody that's older like me remembers until I was about 10 in Texas, almost everything was closed on Sunday other than like grocery stores, restaurants, business, everything was closed. And that's why you got the famous song with Johnny Cash. What's the name of it? Sunday Morning Coming Down. And he's walking around, you know, on Sunday and everything's closed, and everything's quiet, and there's that stillness and there's no traffic. That's something that Christians have been doing for 2,000 years because it's the New Testament, where the covenant is for everybody, not just the Jews. And so I saw all these headlines and people, not Candace, saying, look, it's a lie. He never said this, never did that. He never, you know, said the thing that the Jews say on Friday night, when they then, you know, don't turn on the electricity for a day through Saturday. And then I said on the Saturday show, I said, I'm going to investigate that. Well, Pete Santilli, great investigator, he sent me a link on his website with the headline, you know, answering Alex Jones's questions with all these videos, all these interviews, all these things of him saying word for word what is in the book. But I was seeing people with just totally straight faces saying this never existed. It didn't happen. Charlie Kirk is anti-Israel. This book was not written by him. And then I go watch these interviews with him saying what is in the book. So it's just, it's like attack everything TPUSA does, attack everything Charlie Kirk built. When they got over 2.5 million people registered to vote in the last elections and were the game changer. And it's just incredible. Yeah, stop in the name of God. And I've read a synopsis of the book. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I mean, I went and saw the speeches he gave all about the book when he was writing it this summer. In fact, let me pull up the Santilli thing. I meant to send this to you guys. See, I said I wasn't going to get into this, and I just did it. Because it's just a distraction. I don't need to. This is all going to come out, all this stuff. And, you know, people have had to get in line to, you know, sue Candace Owens, and I wish her well. She's done a lot of good work. And, you know, I understand she's just been covering all this stuff. But got a Pete Santilli here in my text. I'm going to send this to you guys. Oh, they just sent me another intelligence briefing. These guys are something else. Alex Jones brief. Here, just overhead shot. Here, I'll send this to you guys. Well, I guess we should. And this is just me taking a few things that I said I was going to question. And then it's all right here. Here, overhead shot, I'll show this to you. Charlie Kirk's Sabbath and his new book, Charlie Kirk's Final Sabbath Reflections, Remember the Sabbath panel. And it's just interview after interview, him talking about the book, what he says in the book, how it's about Sunday Sabbath and how we should rest and spend time with our families, which makes great sense. And it just goes through it all. So you see people out there definitively. He never said any of this. He did not write this book. The Jews have stolen his identity. And then these people say it's all about Jewish Sabbath. And it's about Christian Sabbath. See, the Jews do it on Saturday. Christians do it on Sunday. And I don't know how the people saying this don't know that. And then, you know, where he, you know, comes in on Friday or Saturday, comes back Saturday, says, hey, and then quotes to his wife the Jewish term for taking a Sabbath day off. Turns out he's on stage saying that. And I'm not going to even play the clip for those people. They'll say I'm lying. and then you'll go out and watch the clips, and I'm not. But go to Pete Santilli's website, and it's the Alex Jones Brief. And so, but I mean, that's nothing compared to the airplane stuff. I've got all the telemetry, all the stuff on that. That's just unbelievable. And I've got, and again, I've probably spent 10 hours I don't have in the last week, and even more before that, and I go investigate each piece of this. Because I respect Candace and you know, and like her. And then I ferret into it, and the stuff she's being given when you actually dig into it, especially, oh, this guy's former military. He, the day before Charlie gets killed, he's at a base in Arizona, and he walks in, and there's a dozen colonels or whatever, and they're all planning it, and there's a colonel named this, last name, and so one of the TPUSA guys has the same last name, so he must have been there, and then you find out the guy's in the air flying from Dallas to there, and they have the stubs. I mean, but like, we have to all go prove ourselves, you know, every time to like just, we get accused of something. I'm talking about TPUSA, but myself as well. Then we have to go prove, because they're the inquisitors. They're better than us. They're the talk show hosts that are the high and mighty. And you have to approach them and prove yourself to them with all their allegations and stuff. It's incredible. But it's because Cash Patel and the FBI have said, we're not releasing all of our evidence because we don't want to lose this case. And then I've talked to people that have seen it. It is extremely damning that they got off of this. And he may have had help, may have been just a decoy where he thought he was shooting Kirk, but somebody else was there. I'm not saying that that's not going on. I'm just saying the leap of them saying that TPUSA did it, and the whole security is in on it, and you know, all of this stuff, that's not how hits work, folks. You can't keep that stuff secret. And I know a lot of these people for a long time. So could have the government been involved or some NGO? Yeah. You know, the Democrats, they're big suspects. They said kill him. They celebrated his death. I mean, could Israel do it because they thought he was starting to push back, which he was? Sure, absolutely. But then they accused the security firm of being Israelis, and that all got investigated, and it wasn't true. Notice all this stuff is sure things, and then it's not true. And I know a bunch of these people for years. I've been backstage. I've been to their after events. I mean, you talk about buttoned-up Christian conservatives, you know, where you're at dinner, and there are babies there, and it's 9 o'clock at night, and they go, I got to go. It's bedtime. And then I saw all these fake reports. There's big gay orgies at TPUSA. And they're partying, and there's all these hookers, and they're swinging from the chandeliers. And I'll go, show proof. And they'll show some article about Democrats and Republicans, Congress people getting hookers in D.C. Oh, a bunch of the Congress people are corrupt as hell, but not TPUSA. They're door knockers. They're people that hold events and get people to vote and go give speeches and risk their lives. I know these people. I knew Charlie Kirk for 10 years well. He called me a month before he was killed and said, thank you for pushing Trump to put the Epstein stuff out. This is crazy. I've been pressuring him hard, and that's later come out. And you know, saying, hey, you ought to put more pressure on him. You know, and thank you. You know, I mean, just like, these are good people. Nope, they're using cocaine, having gay orgies. The hell they're not. These were very hardworking, serious people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there. The shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Come to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Intifada, run by the Muslim Brotherhood, calling for mass terror worldwide against Christians, Jews, the West, and all the craziness going on. And then you've got portions of the right-wing populist movement
that is saying there is no threat. Any of these terror attacks are false flags. Now, sometimes the West has staged false flags. Other times it's wound up Muslims to do things. That certainly happens. And I know how to look at these case-by-case points. That is not what happened in D.C. That is not what happened in Syria. That is not what happened in Australia. That's not what happened with these attacks on all of these Christmas festivals in Europe. That is not with this new group they just busted that was planning to blow a bunch of stuff up in L.A. This is going on. It's like when we see the attack in Tennessee or the attack in Minnesota by the Trantifas and all these other attacks. People go, oh, that's a false flag. No, they have manifestos. They shoot videos. They say they're going to do it. And then when I'm on the street, do you know? I don't get confronted maybe more than once a month, and I go out in public a lot. Almost every time now, it is a dude. And they don't look like Blair White, where it looks like a girl. I'm not saying all people that are like that are bad. If that's their choice as an adult, fine. But I'm saying the political crazy ones that are wound up, and then this group they just busted out in California was a bunch of trannies and Palestinian supporters. That's why I say it's communist, Trantifa, Antifa. It's all one big conglomerate. They're publishing all these magazines and reports calling for days of rage and uprisings and death. And the guy that shot up the ICE facility and shot up the van and killed two illegals, he was too dumb to shoot the front of the vehicle where the ICE was. I'm not trying to give him tips. I mean, that's just how dumb he is. That guy was pro-trans. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. And so then you get this Brown University shooting, and you could try to chalk it up to incompetence, the way all these political operatives are acting and the way they're all behaving, whether it's the mayor or whether it's the police chief, you know, they've all got their big anti-Trump leftist statements everywhere. I mean, they're national political activists. And they're like, no, we're not going to give you the photos. We're not going to give you the video. Nope. And then the FBI has to release some stuff. And then they have a person of interest, and then that's not who it is, and they won't say what was shouted to everybody. And then they tell the survivors that were in this big conference classroom, probably over 100 people prepping for a test, well, don't say what they said, because when we talk to suspects, we want to, you know, not have that term be out there yet. A bunch of bull, folks. And they won't even, you know, tell you the description. They don't want to tell you the description for days. When you see that, turns out that school is the most surveilled per square foot with 800 plus HD cameras. And they don't want you to know. Just like they covered up that the shooter of the Christian school in, you know, Tennessee was a woman to man trans and had a manifesto they were going to go kill Christians because they were against their trans garbage. Just like the crazy demon that attacked the Catholic school during Mass. And we knew within minutes from Kyle Serafin who it was, because another FBI agent he knew, he called me. My dad was having open heart surgery at the time at the hospital. And he said, here's the guy, here's the thing. And he said, you can go ahead and break this, as I'm about to go on my own show. I said, well, come on mine. And he said, yeah, no, I was given this because they know it's Trantifa. They know they've got it. They've got the admissions, all of it. I mean, it was on the guy. And we think the FBI is going to cover this up. And then the national FBI did slow roll it and dampen that. And the U.S. attorney there did want to talk about it. And now they've got this whole fake pipe bombing suspect with senior FBI whistleblowers, current ones, in the FBI saying this is a cover-up. He didn't do it. He's highly autistic. And none of the data actually fits that. And then they say, oh, see, he's a Trump supporter. And they push that narrative. And now they don't want the big narrative out that it is Trantifa that it looks like killed Kirk. And you've got all these people, 10 of them, that have been interviewed that said, yeah, he said he'd do it. We weren't sure. But and they're like, okay, well, we're not going to indict you then because you really didn't know he's really going to do it. You got all these witnesses. Are they even being called to testify? And I have that from people
that got it directly from the meetings, directly in the room with Kash Patel saying this to them. I have this from the White House. I have this from TPUSA. And TPUSA wants an investigation. It has all these questions about things. And I said, well, you've done that privately. You need to say it publicly. And they're like, well, we don't want to attack the administration. It's not attacking the administration when something's going wrong in the Justice Department to let Trump know about it. Because he knows and he's pissed about all this stuff. So I got big questions and big issues, and it's great to ask questions. It's just that when you study one avenue of something and it's not true, and you see people that continue to put out stuff that they say is definitive and it's not, and it's rabbit trails, it distracts from the real issue, in my view, of why does Kash Patel not want Tulsi Gabbard involved in domestic intelligence when by law she's supposed to integrate the foreign and the domestic and make sure there's not communication breakdowns like there were before 9/11, which we really know is a cover-up. So I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know there is a cover-up going on. And you see that with Brown University. You see it with all of it. And then you see Democrat leaders and Sadiq Khan in London and senators and the Prime Minister of Australia saying, the main problem is white people. They're the main terror threat. I played the statements yesterday. There's new ones today. Ilhan Omar, the threat is white men. And they just get out this fake statistic that they put out in 2021, that national intelligence briefing that Biden put out, that's just not true. Anybody can objectively sit back and say, white men are the main terror threat and are the majority of terror attacks. And you just sit back, that's just preposterous. It's Islam. And then after that, that's why when we saw the Epstein cover-up go on and Patel and Bongino, who is about to leave, I'm told, get up there and do a 180 and say, no, he acted alone. Epstein killed himself. There were no other human traffickers. That really hurt Trump. And then people don't believe anything else that comes out of your mouth after that. And then you do all this other stuff. And then you won't go and at least tell us you interviewed the people, which they did, that said Charlie Kirk will be dead. 10 people that in the 3 days before, a few, 3 days before, a couple, 2 days before, and then 6 the day before said, mark my words, he will be dead tomorrow. And then you've got the famous leftist activist right in front of the stage when Kirk gets killed going, I did it. I'm the shooter. I got a gun. And a bunch of leftists cheering and looking back and hooraying. And not scared. They came there. They were given the intel. They said they were going to kill him. They celebrated his death. And everybody said, oh, well, look at the shooter, Mr. Robinson, and a few still photos. He's such a nice boy. Pull up the footage of him in court last week. And then you see him with a trans flag tie, the pink on baby blue. And you see his crazy-ass eyes and how evil as hell he looks. And they're still like, that's not the killer. He's not involved. Charlie's security shot him in a trick shot under the arm. And then you just go through each piece of it, and it gets worse and worse and worse. So we have to say the main suspect who's been charged is it. And that's why we need the trial televised. We need to see this for ourselves. And that's still up in the air. So I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know that we're told, oh, don't look at crooks in Pennsylvania. Show the video, though. He looks evil there, but man, the video makes your skin crawl. And we can show the tie, too. There it is. He's proud of himself. He's arrogant. He likes it. And that's who these people are. This is mind control, folks. I believe he believes he at least pulled a trigger. Was there somebody else there? I mean, look at him. Woo,
Look at that. That's evil. Big smile. Look at that. Back that up. Look at him smiling. He's loving it. He's loving it. He's such a nice young man. There's no way he'd ever. He just looks like Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, if I saw a guy walking down the street, walking by me like that, I'd get out of the way. He's very proud of himself. Look at that satisfaction. He's got that same sick satisfaction of the Somali ruling class. Got the same sick satisfaction in Newsom. And look at the lawyers. Oh, they like it. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Nope, he didn't do it. He's not involved. He's perfect. And we have all this evidence of 10 people in the town saying he'll be dead the day he comes. He'll be drained. He'll be blasted. He'll be annihilated. He'll be wiped off the comments like that. And all these people knew it was coming and were waiting and did their diversions. And they're known leftist activists. But don't look at the real stuff. No. No. It was all of the TPSC leadership. It was all the security. And it was the security in front of him shot him from 10 feet away. And it was the lapel mic blew him up. And he was shot from behind. And a guy with a camera phone gun. It was really a bottle. You blow it up. He shot him. And, you know, on and on and on and on and on. See, I said I wouldn't go there. I could do an hour on the planes. And it's out now. And the tracking graphics. And all, it's already gone viral. Maybe I'll do it in the fourth hour. MTG's coming up. The third hour. I don't know. It'd take 5 hours to go over all this. Because I've looked at every piece of it. And the stuff we're told to look at are dead ends and not true. And anonymous people are nuts that don't have any proof. Because that's not how a hit like this works. I just randomly walked in at a base into a room and there were dozens of officers and colonels and they were all planning it. And a guy with the same name as the TPUSA guy was, you know, was there. So, you know, Candace Owens says she questioned Erica Kirk on everything from Egyptian airplanes to Turning Point USA faith during a 4.5-hour conversation she called highly productive. Well, that's good. She presented herself to you, so you, the great judge of all, could you know, divine whether or not she will be politically burned at the stake. Owens says she was surprised by Erica Kirk's answers, while Turning Point USA was equally surprised by information she brought to the table. Owen says the discussion marked a major step in the right direction. Cue that up and let's play it. I'm not mad at Candace. I like her as a person. But it's still, oh, they brought me answers. Oh, that's good. Well, how about when you find out these different areas that I've looked into, like 66% of the time, you said those aircraft were trailing her. They weren't even in the same continent. Or up by that Utah place and one other place is where they send those planes to get repaired. Oh, Egyptian planes with tail numbers from Egypt, and that means Mossad, so there it's open and shut. It is proven. And then all the people, oh, Erica Kirk wanted him dead. TPUSA wanted him dead. Oh, it's corruption. It's hidden money. They got caught. Did you know they got audited by the IRS repeatedly? No, they never told you that recently. Did you know they had the feds investigating them? That's why Charlie, when Trump won, said, oh, that's great. Now, you know, they're not going to put me in prison. That's what they've done to me. If you, A, I've always been clean, but B, doing this, do you think I'm laundering money or not paying taxes or hiding anything? I would be under the prison right now. They had 4 federal investigations under the bankruptcy trying to find something. Remember, the media said I was this big criminal. And, of course, I got a $4.3 million tax return because we'd overpaid taxes. And then it went into the bankruptcy. So I know how all this works. And some of the people that basically got accused of being in on killing Kirk had been there 10 years, and I know them, and they're nice people. You don't have a conspiracy like that coming out of a group like that and interfacing with all these people and then doing something. That's not how it works. That stuff is highly compartmentalized. What you have is the left and these Discord chats winding up crazy people on a bunch of drugs and believing it's time for their violent uprising. That's the cult that says they're doing it. That's the cult that called for Kirk's murder. And he's confessed to it. And then you see the video of him, and he looks evil as hell wearing a trans flag. See, I said I wasn't going there, but I got all this other news. I guess I already have. But I'll tell you this. This stuff's already all going to come out. And I know they were going to present Candace with this stuff. Okay. Everything that's been said. Here's this. Here's that. Here's this. Here's that. Here's this. Here's that. Presenting themselves guilty until proven innocent. That's the American way. Of course, it's not. To the judge, the Grand Inquisitor, and again, I got mad about all this because I spent a bunch of time the last few weeks investigating it, and each piece takes hours, and then I find out this stuff's all been debunked, most of it, and that people, when it gets debunked online, attack those third parties that go out. You can go look at the data, prove it, go get it yourself, duplicate it. They don't care. Because I'm mad at the general groups doing it, not even Candace. She's just kind of the figurehead of that. And so she shouldn't get the blame for all that stuff. But it's the frothing lying. It's the with total surety. Oh, Nick Fuentes got a call and sold out to the Jews because he's not 100% sure Netanyahu didn't kill him. Oh, yeah, Nick's really helping Israel. He's really big buddies with Netanyahu. I mean, come on. No, he went and looked at it and looked at the armies involved, and the Egyptians and the Israelis and the TPUSA. And oh, there's a secret meeting with the military the day before. It's just made up. But the bigger problem is the backdrop here. Oh, my God. I wanted to get into the Brown thing. I want to get into all this geopolitical news and Tulsi Gabbard seconding what Trump said. They've got even more proof of election fraud at every level with the Chinese involved, domestically, Democrats, all of it. That's set to be released in January. I don't think they should wait. They should release it now. I guess that's only like 15 days away. I mean, we should be all over that, right? That's like real stuff, proof. Nah. We're talking about Egyptian planes. Oh, here, I'm on a military base. What's in this room? Oh, a bunch of people planning Kirk's death. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, this guy turned out worked there 2 weeks years ago out of 1,000 employees, got fired. Eyes are crossed, looks completely like a lunatic. So I talked to him. Yeah, they're like, yeah, that guy worked here for like 2 weeks. And it's like completely insane. Oh, you're new TPS? Yeah, you recruits. We have stripper vans with poles and vans. Everybody heard of a van with a stripper pole? And we're Mossad, and TPUSA is Mossad, and you want to work for Mossad? I mean, the stories are cartooning, and people's faces all blurred and voices changed. Charlie knew that Erica was sleeping with the vice president, and that the vice president is an Israeli spy. And so he was getting ready to leave her and go against Netanyahu. And so they killed him. And I was there when Netanyahu gave the order. I mean, it's just like total crap. We know the corporate media lies about all the things they've manufactured. We don't want to be like them. We don't want to do that. The stuff they say I've been wrong about, I didn't even ever do. They just created this whole story. I did things I didn't do. Unbelievable. People just throw this stuff out. You know what? Turk, take it off. I'm going to go ahead and get to the report on the planes with the actual data. Maybe we'll just do the whole show on it. I don't think people want me to do that. I just want this ridiculous infighting to stop. All right, I'm going to really start the main show now when we come back and judiciously just go through all this. And then MTG's coming up, talking about how to win the midterms. She's got a really important bill introduced to outlaw cutting little children's genitals off. And she got it going to the floor, took a lot of pressure. Everybody needs to get behind it, whether you love her or not, whether you think she's the best or you're picking sides, don't do that. You need to back the legislation she's got. This is really important. That is coming up. In fact, I forgot. I covered it last week when she sent it to me. Will you guys reprint me the legislation she's introduced to ban transgender surgeries below the age of 17? Something Europe's already done, so we need to do this yesterday. Absolutely key. Before we end this hour, remember, I can't do this without you. I'm not funded by the Israelis or the Qataris or the Easter bunnies. I'm funded by you, and we sell you stuff that really works and is really amazing. Now, if you get your orders in by Friday, anywhere in the United States, you'll get it, whether you're in Alaska or Hawaii. You'll get it before Christmas, okay, next Thursday. In fact, most places in the country, if you order it Friday, you know, you'll get it Monday. Well, if you're in Texas or Central Texas, you'll get it Saturday morning. But the point is, you want to get your orders in now, and the biggest total sale yet is available. Final days of Christmas, 60% off mega sale, ultramethylene blue tincture, the Iris CMOS super nutrient complex gummies, Shilajit gummies that are so amazing, are all 60% off. Plus, all other major supplements are up to 40% off. Subscribers get 50% off every month for life. You can cancel any time, but as long as you stay a subscriber, cancel for free, get 50% off right now. I only do that certain times. Become a subscriber. It locks it in your profile, and you control it. You cancel any time with one click, but as long as you want to keep getting it, 50% off locked in. And they hold it back for you so it never sells out. Don't miss out. This offer ends Tuesday, December 23rd. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. We have some great new products like Ultra, DNA Revival. Again, it would take a lot of time to go over all the great stuff that's in it, but it has the super nutrients for longevity, for health, for your immune system. We have the very best quality creatine gummies, 5 milligrams per gummy. Super good, not just for your muscles and exercise. That's a side issue. It's the brain, and we've got the best type. Get that as well. Do your shopping with us. Keep us on the air. You got my promise to never back down and never falter or waver. You're the deciding factor. Thanks for your support. Do your final Christmas shopping now at thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number two straight ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us,
we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Oh!